There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Arab World. Discovering the region's best stories.
I'm calling you a trailblazer today, man.
Exciting name.
Yes. So one of those trailblazers is not only with us in the studio today, he's also in the co-host chair. So Mandalal, you're a writer and journalist covering arts, culture, entertainment. You have a fantastic blog and YouTube channel called Man of the Hour.
Yep.
And what's your focus? Remind us.
My focus really is about highlighting really interesting, fun books and issues that are around the region, around the Middle East, around the Arab world or the Muslim world, and discussing and having chats with people who promote those things, whether it's books, whether it's articles, anything really.
We've had some really great Arab World segments on the show this year, and some of those we're actually going to be talking about in the big question later on. We have some great snippets to share with you, a kind of audible scrapbook, if you will. But and also I want to remind you that 1st to 10th of March next year at the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature, we have some incredible Arab World authors coming to speak. Remember that some tickets are already on sale. And if you want to find out more at any point, you can go to emiratelitfest.com. But back to Man. So you're telling us about the best books that you have read this year.
Yeah.
So kind of you're setting the bar pretty high
here.
I'm expecting great things.
Well, I gave myself this New Year's resolution last year was to read as many books as I can that are about or by Arabs and Muslims. And so I've read quite a few, the most I think I've read ever this year. And I went through my list of the books that I've read and that I've done videos about on my YouTube channel. And I wanted to pick four that I think everybody, whether you're Arab or whether you're interested in the Arab world, should read. And I picked four very diverse, very different books. So the first book that I'm going to talk to you guys about that I think really made an impact on me is Hisham's Matar, The Return. And I've spoken about this book one of the times I came on the show. And it is a book, it's a memoir by Hisham Matar, who is a novelist. He's been, I think, longlisted or shortlisted for the Man Booker in the past for his novels. He's a Libyan writer, and he wrote a book called The Return about his return to Libya after the fall of Gaddafi, to find out more about his father. Now, his father was kidnapped, I think it was in 1994, from Libya by the Secret Service. And Hisham and his family have never heard from or found his father again.
Still. To this day.
So it's a really a profound, poignant, sad memoir about him and his family trying to deal with this grief of absence, where they're not really sure whether his father is ever coming back. They knew that he was in a jail, a very well-known jail in Libya that had a lot of people that were against the Gaddafi regime. But other than that, they had no other information, just snippets from here and there. And so the memoir is really, it covers what happens in Libya in the past. It discusses the different countries that tried to colonize Libya. It discusses Hisham Matar's family from his grandfather and his father and everything they did, how patriotic they were to Libya, and Hisham's own story of living outside of Libya from a very young age in the UK and then in the States, and his relationship with the country and his relationship with an absent father. So I think it's a great book to read because I feel there aren't enough books that discuss or look into this period of time in the Middle East, which is very common in a lot of countries that suffer from these very sordid histories. So it's a great history lesson, but it's also very contemporary in a lot of ways. So I highly recommend that people read that because, it really, I think it touched a lot of people. It was nominated, and I think it won the Costa Prize for biographies or memoirs. Yeah.
What's the writing style like?
His writing style is so clear, so concise, and throughout the book he moves between past and present very, very effortlessly through the stories, his stories as a child in Libya, through his grandfather's history, so through his father's history, through the perspective of his mother, very flawlessly. So it's a very easy book to read, even though it's shifting a lot through time.
So that's Hisham Matar's The Return.
The Return, yeah.
What else would you recommend?
I would recommend 1001 Nights by Hanan al-Sheikh. Now, this is a new book.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, right? My obsession. So there's lots of books about the 1001 Nights that are the direct translation of the original folk tales or books. But this one by Hanan al-Sheikh, which is published by Bloomsbury, was published, I think, last year. And it's a retelling, sort of in the lines of, I'm not sure if anyone has read what is it, Norse Gods by Neil Gaiman,
yes.
Or Stephen Fry's new book about the Greek Greek stories,
mythos,
yeah. So it's along the same lines where it's these great Arab Middle Eastern folktales written in a very simple and entertaining way. Hanan al-Sheikh does a really great job at taking these massive epic stories and just writing them in a style that is accessible to everyone. And they're all the stories that we've kind of heard of Alaaddin and Sinbad and Shahrazad. So I think it's a great introduction into the history of storytelling into the Middle East, so and in the Arab world. So definitely read that. Another book that I want to recommend is Minaret by Leila Abu Layla. She was actually have you read that book, Annabelle?
I have read Leila Abu Layla, but I read The Kindness of Enemies.
Yes, that's her latest
book. I absolutely loved it. She came to the festival recently. She's
festival.
A wonderful author.
Wonderful author, great speaker. The book Minaret is so beautiful. I can't even begin to explain. If anyone has read The Color Purple, it sort of reminds me of that, but in a more, I guess, Middle Eastern contemporary setting. It's based around a main character from Sudan who comes from a very wealthy family who are then exiled out of Sudan when her father is caught by the new government in Sudan. And she and her mother and brother are exiled to London, where she has to restart and her life from scratch, and looks back at her childhood and her upbringing and realizes that you know, she was a part of this very negative regime. And I really want to read out just the first couple of lines of the novel. It starts off, it's written in the first person. It starts off by saying, "I've come down in the world. I've slid to a place where the ceiling is low and there isn't much room to move. Most of the time I'm used to it. Most of the time I'm good. I accept my sentence and do not brood or look back." It's such an interesting novel because she goes back and forth from her present life living in London as a maid back to this luxurious life that she had being a spoiled, not so much spoiled, but very privileged young woman in a very well-to-do family. And that contrast and how she changes is brilliant. So I definitely recommend The Minaret. And the last book,
before we move on, I just want to mention, so Leila Abu Layla, in all of her books, she's kind of touching on themes of identity,
yes,
and let's say displacement,
yes,
as well,
yeah,
because of her own personal experiences. And I always love it when you read about an author and their life experiences enough for a novel in its own right.
Exactly.
So she moved from, I think she was born in Sudan, in Khartoum, and I think she moved to Aberdeen. And that's kind of the basis of her first novel, I think, which is called The Translator.
The Translator, yeah.
So another book that I would recommend as well. So The Kindness of Enemies, which I've read, and the one that you're recommending now, which is Minaret. And those themes of identity, there's more historical fiction in The Kindness of Enemies, but I absolutely 100% recommend Leila Abu Layla.
I think The Kindness of Enemies is very different from her other books.
It is, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I think her other books as well, even though they might sound similar in the sense that they're sort of characters from similar places, they're so diverse in her exploration of these themes like you're talking about, identity. So I definitely recommend reading any of her books. Actually, she's a brilliant writer. The last book I want to recommend is different from the rest. It's called Elif the Unseen, and it's by G. Willow Wilson. G. Willow Wilson is initially she wrote the Miss Marvel comics, which is the first comic books which has a Muslim main character. So she wrote this book, Elif the Unseen, which is so different and so interesting. I've never read any book like it, and I'm a big fantasy reader. So it's based in a fictional Arab city, much like any city in the Gulf, actually, where this young man who is a coder has his heart broken by a woman he loves, who is from a very much higher, very privileged life. He's more of someone who lives in from a more humble background, and so she can't marry him. He's very heartbroken, and he becomes obsessed with finding out more about her online, and he invents this coding program, which is so unrealistic, but can basically identify who you are by what you type. You could write, you know, "Hello, I am going to the shop," and this program can identify who you are, where you are, where you're from, and everything.
I don't think that's that far off being actual
really?
Life. No,
maybe
I really
I'm living
don't.
In my own naive world. So he invents this program which these very top men are interested in. And at the same time, he comes across this book that he has never, his fantasy book. It's kind of like the 1001 Nights, but it's apparently written by the djinns. And he, as the book progresses, he decides to combine this fantasy, mythical book with his coding program. And he invents this like super hybrid thing, which is a mix of a computer program and the fantasy world. So he jumps in from the real world that we live in to this coding program world, kind of like Tron, if anyone knows what I'm talking about, the movie Tron, to the fantasy world of djinns and spirits and lots of tales from 1001 Nights coming to life. But what I loved about this book is not only the combination of these very strange elements, is one of the main characters called Dina. She is the female heroine. She wears a hijab and a niqab in the novel, and she is the real hero in this book. And I've never read a book where the female character, who is the heroine, the protagonist, is all covered up. And you would assume that she's meek and feeble and, you know, afraid, but she is the strongest person in the book, and she's the reason why Elif, which is the main character's code name, succeeds in doing what he tries to do. So I think it's a great, great book, wonderfully written, with so many references in the computer world as well as the folk world in the Arab world.
Do you know what I took away from all of that? You what? Said Tron meets 1001 Nights.
Yeah, right.
Sold.
It's a great contrast. Yeah. And by the way, Jibola Wilson, she is so active on Twitter. Please follow her. She's amazing and hilarious.
I'm just trying to think of any other brilliant author Twitter accounts that you need to follow before we wrap up. Stephen King obviously comes to mind.
Stephen King.
And his sons as well. His so Joe sons. Hill. I think Owen King must be on Twitter as well.
Margaret Atwood actually is Margaret great Atwood. To follow. Stephen Fry is good. To follow on Twitter.
There are so many of them. The thing about authors is they are brilliant on Twitter.
Exactly.
Because they're writers. So remind us of the four books that you were just telling us about.
So the four books I was talking about that you should all read this year is, or next year, The Return by Hisham Matar, Minaret by Leila Abu Ayla, and 1001 Nights by Hanan al-Sheikh, and finally Elif the Unseen. Now all of these, Elif the Unseen by G. Willow Wilson. Now all of these books are available in bookstores in Dubai.
So there you go. Those are Manat Jalal's recommendations.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.